Hello, hello, and welcome back to What's Normal, the podcast where we tackle societal norms with a mix of facts and some humor. I'm your host, Tashaya, and today we're diving into the tangled web of misogyny and how it tends to surface when women dare to own their sexuality. You know, the kind of thing that makes people want to clutch their pearls, faint, or worse, hop on Twitter to complain about how women these days have no morals. So buckle up, folks. We're about to get real raw and maybe just a little bit spicy. So the first segment is going to be Misogyny 101, the Double Standard Edition. Let's start with the basics. Misogyny, the old age hatred or contempt for women, isn't just some villain twirling their mustache in a black and white film. It's systematic, cultural, and deeply ingrained in how we see women. And when it comes to sexuality, misogyny loves to wear its loudest hat, the double standard. You know what I'm talking about. Men who sleep around, what do they call them? Players, studs, legends. But women who do the same, society calls them things I can't even repeat. Why is that? Why do we celebrate men for being sexually liberated, but punish women for doing this exact same behavior? It's not biology, it's patriarchy. For centuries, women's sexuality have been policed by religion, governments, even your grandma's outdated advice. The idea was that a proper woman was supposed to be modest, pure, and quiet about her desires. Anything else? Scandalous. Fast forward to today, and while we made some progress, these old ideas have not gone away. They just found new disguises. Next segment, slut shaming, society's favorite hobby. Now, let's talk about one of misogyny's most insidious tools, slut shaming. It's like the Swiss Army knife of sexism. Versatile, multifunctional, and always harmful. Slut shaming is when women are criticized or demeaned for their sexual behavior, clothing, or even just existing in a way that society deems quote unquote too sexual. And here's the kicker, it's not just men doing the shaming, women could be complicit too. Now, why would they be? Well, internalized misogyny is a thing. When you've been fed the same toxic messages your whole life, sometimes you just start believing them. Now, add social media into the mix. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, OnlyFans have given women a space to express their sexuality on their own terms. Sounds empowering, right? Well, not everyone agrees. Cue the haters. The internet is full of people quick to call women attention seekers, or accuse them of selling out their dignity. Meanwhile, those same people will follow accounts that objectify women without batting an eye. The hypocrisy is almost impressive. But here's the thing. Owning your sexuality, whether it's through selfies, art, or simply living your truth, isn't an invitation for judgment. It's a reclaiming of power in a world that tried to take it away. Next segment. Misogyny's harmful fallout for women and society. Now let's talk about the cost of all this misogynistic nonsense, not just for individual women, but for society as a whole. First, there's the obvious. Slut shaming and sexual policing can have serious mental health consequences. Women who are judged and ostracized for their sexuality often experience shame, anxiety, and even depression. And let's not forget the professional consequences. A woman who posts a bikini photo might be seen, quote, as quote, unprofessional, while a man in swim trunks, oh, he's just having fun. This double standard reinforces the idea that women's worth is tied to their modesty, a concept that belongs in the dustbin of history. But it's not just women who suffer. When we police women's sexuality, we perpetuate harmful gender norms that hurt everyone. Men, for example, are often taught that their value lies in dominance and conquest, which limits their ability to form healthy, equitable relationships. And here's the kicker. Society that embraces sexual libertation, where people are free to explore and express their desires without judgment, tend to have lower rates of sexual violence and healthier, more open conversations about consent. Funny how that works. Next segment, the path forward, reclaiming power one step at a time. So how do we move forward? How do we create a world where women can own their sexuality without fear of judgment or reprisal? First, we have to start with education. Teach kids that sexuality isn't shameful, that consent is non-negotiable, and that respect goes both ways. Second, we need to challenge the double standard wherever we see it. If someone shames a woman for her sexual choices, call it out. If you catch yourself judging someone, take a step back and ask why. Third, let's celebrate women who are unapologetically themselves, whether it's Lizzo owning her body, Cardi B dropping a sex-positive anthem, or your friend posting a fire selfie. Cheer them on, because when women embrace their sexuality, they're not just breaking barriers for themselves, they're paving the way for everyone else. And finally, remember that embracing your sexuality doesn't have to look one specific way. For some, it's about exploring their desires. For others, it's about setting boundaries or choosing celibacy. The key is that your choice, it's your choice, not society's. Well, folks, that's it for today's episode. If there's one thing I want you to take away, it's this. Women's sexuality isn't a threat. It's not something to be controlled, judged, or feared. It's a natural, beautiful part of being a human. And it deserves to be celebrated, not shamed. So the next time someone gets bent out of shape because a woman dares to be open about her sexuality, remind them, the problem isn't her. It's centuries of misogyny they're carrying around like outdated luggage. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, whether you're owning your sexuality, cheering on someone else, or just vibing with your true self, you're part of the revolution. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, and as always, stay unapologetically you.